Are you saying John yet? Are you saying John yet?
What I say is, so a little bit of lingo in Philly. Now I work with a lot of people from actually Philadelphia. So
hold on, say Philadelphia again.
Philadelphia.
Where the cream cheese is from. The best fucking cream cheese.
This is the Uncensored Podcast, episode 2. Let's go.
Money in the way for what they got to say. I throw it up, it's falling down. It's definitely in the way. More than three niggas talking big flicks on the phone off, and she still takes the money in the way for what they got to say. I throw it up, it's falling down. It's definitely in the way.
Hey, what's goody? It's your boy Tenderman Sam. How you doing, bitch?
Dude, I'm good, man. Appreciate everybody tuning into that first episode. We actually got a lot of feedback, more than what we thought. I mean, we had 50 views in 3.5 days, which is tremendous.
Y'all be on the lookout.
And it's only on SoundCloud, so it's going to go on across all platforms, Apple's, Google Play, and whatever other podcast shit that we could find out there.
Shout out to CastBox, which I use daily.
CastBox, we're gonna send it over to there. Shout out to everybody that tuned in. Like I said, Uncensored Podcast, episode 2, every show we're going to have a guest. And we got a special guest today, Tim.
Do we have a special guest?
We got a special guest. Now, I want to ask you this real quick before we shoot it over to him.
Okay.
Is this a Virginia boy or a Philly boy?
All right. 100% a Virginia boy. Virginia native. Okay, he claims that he's from Tennessee. But he was born at Johnson Willis.
But my thing is, who's claiming Tennessee, especially any Tennessee sports? Because their shit is trash. What did that basketball team do last year? Not a damn thing.
Sheesh. I don't really want to talk about that. But it is a great way to bring in my boy, our boy, your boy, Roberto Stanetto.
Babo! What's up? What's going on, buddy?
Hello, y'all. So I caught a lot of heat just now. I'm gonna first of all stand up for the state of Tennessee. I was born there. Our basketball team, we did our thing. Got knocked out by Purdue, which was complete trash. They had a great three-point shooter. Don't know his name, but man, he was on that fourth quarter.
My question is, how much time did you really spend in Tennessee? Honestly, seriously, I don't know.
In my life, I don't really represent Tennessee. I mean, I do for sports because of my dad. But otherwise, I spent about maybe 6 months of my life there. And then my mother moved us here to Virginia, you know, good old town of Chester. And
C-Town, right? Go ahead and throw it up. That's all y'all.
C-Town for life, you know. But I lived in Chester predominantly my entire life. But as they said, I have moved to Philly, or excuse me, Bluebell, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, Bluebell, which is about 30 minutes from Philly. So basically from Chester to downtown, you would say?
Yeah, it's like claiming that you're from Richmond, but you live in Chester.
Yeah, so a lot of people are like, what is Bluebell? Is that where the ice cream's made? No, it's not.
Disappointing.
But yeah, if it was, I'd definitely go on a tour, but no, so
Bluebell is where all the rich people live. I'm going to throw it out there. I visited Bobby in Bluebell. $1 million homes. I'm like, what the fuck? Where the fuck is he living? I would have moved up here, too.
I know. It's definitely a posh little area. Definitely a...
Hold on. A what? A what?
A little posh. You know, I learned that in Pennsylvania, Bluebell. You know, they all say posh, you know, but...
So,
Go ahead.
Bobby moved to Pennsylvania, and he turned into a hipster. So I just want to put that out there real quick.
Are you saying John yet? Are you saying John yet?
What I say is, so a little bit of lingo in Philly. Now I work with a lot of people from actually Philadelphia. So
hold on, say Philadelphia again.
Philadelphia.
Where the cream cheese is from. The best fucking cream cheese.
They've taught me a bunch of lingo. So now in the South we say yo, you're wildin', and up there they say you're drawing, and I said, you know, I said, are you saying drawing? are you saying drawing? What are you saying? And say they said, no, you gotta say, yo, you're drawing. So I don't say that, but I say it to be funny with them.
Excuse me, sir. I'm not drawing shit. Actually, yeah. I have no Crayolas over here.
No magic markers. But another thing they say, what is super weird to me. So everyone I've ever met says water. You know, water. Kind of pronounce the word. We kind of use a D, but we say the A. Everyone there says, "Water." Yo, do you have tap water? Can I get some water? And I didn't understand what they were saying at first. So I said, are you saying water? And they said, no. We're saying water. So it's just a little bit of a, definitely a language barrier, 100%. I've yet to become a Philadelphia sports fan.
That's what I was going to say. That's going to say. Sims, I mean, Bobby has yet to become a Philadelphia sports fan. He's still repping them Boston native, them Boston natives. Yo, I want to ask you. Actually, you know what? We'll save that for that topic.
We'll save
that. We're going to say that because we're gonna talk about that. I got to talk to you about the Boston Celtics and what's up with Kyrie Irving. Right. Definitely got to talk about that.
But, yeah, so living in Philly, I mean...
No, we're going to save that for that conversation.
All right.
I don't want to go too much into that because we got a topic coming later on in the show. Love and hate. What do you hate about Philly and VA? So we'll talk about that later on in the show. But I do want to start this off with kind of maybe the wildest, most interesting story. So it doesn't have to be the wildest stories about each other, but it can be because this is the fucking uncensored podcast.
Yeah.
And that's what we do here. Give the people, you know, what they want. So we're going to start off with Bobby.
Okay.
So you're the guest. You start off first. You're going to give a wild story about Tim and a wild story about me. And it doesn't have to be wild, just most whatever you want to talk about, actually. This is the mic and the floor is yours.
Okay, so let me just prelude with saying that the two of these gentlemen, Mike and Tim, we have been friends for many years. I'd say close to about probably 10 years.
About a decade.
Yeah, so we have so many stories.
I met you in like 08, so we're a year in.
We're super deep.
You still can't
play
with my remote control car.
Yeah, we'll go. That'll probably be a later. I'll probably be back, y'all. But you know, let me not boost. But anyway, so we've been friends a long time, so we have many stories about each other. But we're just gonna say ones that are very memorable and
fucking
very
hilarious.
Wow, and hilarious definitely.
And degrading
and a little bit degrading. Yes,
I'm definitely going degrading when it comes to Bobby.
Yeah, especially towards me. You know, I won't get into that now. But there's a lot of stories about me. We've kind of pick and choose which ones to say. So, oh boy, Tim, I'm gonna start with your boy Tim. And if nobody knows, I call Tim Sim Fuckus, aka Chicken Little. So if you don't know who that is, look him up on YouTube. You know, not a sponsor, but Sim Fuckus is my boy.
R.I.P.
Yeah, R.I.P. definitely. And so the story I have about Tim. You know, as every high schooler does, you know, none of us are old enough to drink and or rent a hotel room.
Fuck.
So we used to do that all the time. And it's all of our boys. Michael was not there, a.k.a. Bish, a.k.a. Bish Boy. He was not there.
Bish Boy, I haven't heard that in fucking forever. Fucking Bish Boy, yeah, what the fuck?
He did not attend this little get-together, a.k.a. we called it
actually,
a party at the time.
We're going to take a timeout. If I know where you're going, I'm pretty positive I did.
Okay. Oh, you might have been there. Okay. I'm not sure if Bish was there. All I remember is that me and the last guest of this podcast, definitely Brandon Hatcher, a.k.a. B-Hatch, shout out my boy.
What up, bro?
He was definitely there. So... we all go to sleep. Or no, excuse me. We're all partying, you know, we're drinking, whatever. And
we're there maybe 30 minutes, because I know where he's going with
this. Econo Lodge in Chester. The fucking $60 a night? $50 a night Econo Lodge.
Yeah.
Where every other week, somebody is fucking getting murdered in that motel room.
Somebody came in, robbed the place, and blew the clerk's head off. R.I.P. I know that's not funny. It blew my mind. But that's the type of place we're at.
That's where we're at. Of course, we spent... frequent weekends there. A lot of weekends there. So, we're all hanging out or whatever, and Tim decides that he's going to go vertical a few times. If you don't know what vertical means, we had a bottle of Pinnacle, and Tim says, hey guys, I'm going to go vertical. I've never heard it before.
That's not true.
100% okay. There for that. I was there for that.
If you boost me to do something, if you say, Tim, you won't, you better be ready to come with some money, because I absolutely will. Unless I'm going to kill myself, I will do it.
That is very true. I mean, okay guys, I'll prelude... Tim is the kind of guy, if you say you won't, he will. So, you know, we're all like, you won't go vertical. So, he does it a few times, and we were
three to be exact for 10 seconds apiece.
We were completely blown. We were all like, holy shit, like, are you fucking kidding me?
So, I basically chugged a bottle of Pinnacle in under a minute.
Yeah, we were all kind of pissed because we could not have any more. And I'm like, yo, don't go vertical. But, you know, all of us, we want to see somebody at their limit. So, Tim was... at this point in his life, very beyond his limit. And he's like, all right, so I'm going to go to sleep, guys. And so if nobody knows Tim, Tim is the type of guy to go to sleep at a rave. Tim is the type of guy to go to sleep anywhere in the whole world if he's
those
that shit-faced.
Facts.
If he's that shit-faced.
But I don't go puke
so
everywhere.
Are you. So are you, Bobby.
Okay, but that's
so are
that's
you.
After
story.
Causing a scene.
Okay, so it's not about me. You guys got your time. So this story with Tim, you know, he goes to sleep. We're all kind of hanging out. At this point, I think we're playing cards. And Tim wakes up. He looks me dead in the face. he kind of mumbles something, and he vomits all over his belongings, okay?
I just got a fresh-ass, brand-new t-shirt from PacSun. I want to put that out there.
And
that
also,
I never wore again.
A pair of J's. Fresh-ass J's. And pukes all over. And I'm like, I'm not concerned about Tim. I'm honestly concerned about his shoes. So, because they were so clean, I kind of wanted them. And so then I'm like, yo, Tim, are you okay? You know, we're not moving, of course. We're kind of just asking him. Then he says, I'm good. I'm good. Stands up, goes to the probably 5 foot by 4 foot big ass window in front of the hotel room on the first floor.
A motel.
The big ass motel room. Whips his thing out.
Moves the curtain out of the way.
Moves the curtain and starts pissing directly on the window. And all of us are mind blown. Like, what the fuck is going on? And so, you know, we don't do anything because you can't. He's basically sleepwalking, drunk walking. So it was so wild. Like, I'm
sorry, Mom.
I think we're going to get kicked out of this hotel. Like, it was so fucking wild. And then he put his thing back in his pants, acted like nothing happened, and went straight to sleep. We did not clean anything.
Grown man shit. I take care of myself.
So that's the wildest story I probably have about Tim. Actually, not the wildest, but just one of the...
Yeah, it doesn't have to be wild.
Yeah,
just
most,
whatever you want to share. I mean, this is... Floor is open. I'm just saying that these wild-ass stories, at least the one that I got from Bobby, is coming out. So.
Okay, so what about Michael, a.k.a. Bish? So, what do I got to say about... Okay.
No plug with Bish Boy. Appreciate that.
Yeah, no... not a sponsor. Okay, so... Bish's 21st birthday.
Oh my god.
I remember.
It's fucking wilding out.
Okay, I remember. They're a little bit older than me, so I'm not 21 at the time. But, of course, I'm doing my thing. You know, I'm not trying to get in trouble with the Fed, so I definitely was not drinking. I was not drinking. But, you know, I had my share of water, so I was feeling all right. So
Fact check.
So, we roll up to the little get-together he was having, and I walk in, and my man is sitting in a chair completely and utterly dunzoed, which is appropriate because it's your 21st birthday. So he's like, yo, what's up, guys? This and that, going back and forth. And so I'm like, yo, like, what's going on? The party, by the way, was extremely lit. And it was in like a little townhouse little thing going on. And it was way overpacked. And so I talked to Bish. He's almost completely asleep at his own 21st birthday party. That night, I get a call, and he's going to say, yo, what's up, man? What happened last night? I said, dude, I saw you for like an hour, and then a fight broke out. Somebody almost got tased at your party. You were dead asleep. I don't know what the hell happened. Like, it was a wild-ass night. And then he's like, yo, I did something, man. I said, oh, for real? He's like, yeah, I kissed this girl. I said, oh, hell no. He's like, actually, low-key, I kind of made out with this girl.
And we all know at this table who that girl was, right?
I said, oh, okay. Hell no.
I don't, but I see you, my boy.
And I said, oh, hell no. He's
Bobby
like,
was hella jealous. We're not dropping names. We're not going to drop names.
I was a little bit jealous, but, you know, I was like, oh,
I do
man.
Know.
It was my birthday.
It was my birthday.
Yeah, that's messed up. That's
but
messed up.
I've never in my life seen Bish that drunk ever.
You know why? Quick plug. I bought the smallest, 21st birthday, I bought the smallest bottle of every color Ciroc.
Oh, no, yeah, this man...
Every bottle flavor of Ciroc that was out at the time, I bought the smallest bottle. Not the airplane bottle, but, you know, the smallest,
yeah.
You know, bottle. I bought every one of them. And, yes, I was drunk as shit that night.
Not a sponsor. Bish loves Ciroc.
This man bought the biggest bottle of Ciroc you could buy and then slept with it when the night was over.
That is facts.
That's another story.
All right, so I'm going to jump in on Bobby real quick.
Because okay,
this is running long.
Hold on.
This is running long, so we got to...
I'm sorry for whatever I did. Sorry, Mom.
All right, so... we pregame. I want to say we pregame in my house. And then Bobby is just drinking like crazy, shot after shot. And we're on the way downtown to Tap House. We stop at the gas station. And the only reason I bring this up is because this is Bobby's this is the last thing Bobby said he remembered. We stop at the gas station, get gas, whatever we get. And we head downtown to Tap House. So once we get to Tap House, everybody makes it through the line. Bobby's the last one in the fucking line, and he's already fucking drunk. He's just wasted, can barely walk, and as soon as he hands the ID to the security guard, there's a police officer standing there and says, sir, you need to leave. Bobby said, fuck you. Straight up said, fuck you to the police officer. Luckily, the cop was cool. He started laughing, and I threw my key to Bobby because I was fucking partying. I threw my car key to Bobby, which was small as shit because I didn't have it on the keychain. And I was like, yo, just go up to the car and chill. So we're
Bobby one hands a keychain, by the way.
Yeah, he's drunk as shit. It's as small as
it's a key fob.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a switchblade key fob.
Drunk as shit, but he backhands one hand catches that shit. It was wild shit. I was like, okay, I'll give you props for that one. So anyways, we do our thing in Tap House and we leave. We fucking come up. I come up into the parking garage. Fucking nobody is at my car. I'm like, where the fuck is Bobby, bro? So I go up a flight of stairs and I see Bobby just fucking with his shirt off. I'm trying to get this story out. So Bobby was standing in the parking garage with his shirt off, with his hand out in front of his body like he's saying stop in front of a fucking car. So that car could not fucking move. I'm like, yo, Bobby, you got to move, bro. You got to move. Car went around. I'm like, yo, where the fuck is your shirt and my key? He was like, hold on a second. Dude walks to some random ass car. He was sitting in somebody's random ass car. I don't know how we found that the car was unlocked. That was
lock
luck.
Your doors in Richmond.
That was straight luck. Car was fucking unlocked, and I was like, bro, you gotta chill. So this dude was holding up traffic with his shirt off. I just thought that story was wild.
Prelude. I had a pirate's hat on. Pirates fitted. I still don't have that hat.
Yeah, you left that. I
completely lost that hat.
Yo, someone got that pirate's hat.
I was in your
in
car.
In their vehicle. You just got a free hat. Please return it. I'll give you the address and stuff in the show notes.
Yeah.
So, quick story. Actually, I'm just going to tell one story about me, Bish, and Bobby.
Let's do that and let's just wrap it up.
Yeah. That's cool.
We'll get rolling on the podcast.
So, me, Bobby, and Bish, along with some others of the gang, we go out to Shamrock.
Shamrock the block.
We go out there. We're getting shitty. Like you do in Shamrock, because you walk around down the street and drink beer.
Yeah.
So, we're getting shitty. It gets time to go. We head out to the car, and everything's cool. We get in the car, and then Bobby's like, I gotta piss.
Oh my God.
I gotta piss so bad.
We're in my fucking car. All right, go ahead.
Yeah. So, we hand Bobby bottles, because for some reason, Bish isn't stopping. I guess not to get a drunk in public, and... It's probably a good idea.
It's like 4 p.m. It's maybe 3 p.m. Like, yeah. It's early. It's broad daylight.
So Bobby's shit-faced. He has to pee. So we hand him a bottle. We hand him a Gatorade bottle. Well, he fills that thing up like that. Like, I'm talking about, like, boom. So he didn't even leave, like, space for, like, car wiggle and stuff like that. So he's holding this bottle, and he has another bottle that he needs to piss into. But he has nowhere to put the one bottle because it's overflowing.
Man.
So I'm sitting in the passenger seat. Bish is driving. And Bobby's like, yo, hold this. And I was like, no, I'm not. What are you talking? I'm not holding that at 0%. And then Bish is getting mad at me. He's like, dude, just grab it from him.
I'm like, just grab the fucking cup. I don't want piss all in my car.
By the way, while they're arguing, I still have to urinate more. Oh, so yeah, I'm holding it in. And that, if anybody knows, that's the worst shit in the world.
He stopped a drunk piss. Very, very...
I'd say not so James Bondly, but I tried it the best I could.
So he there's like piss sloshing out of the Gatorade bottle that he's trying to hand to me, and I don't grab it. Bish is driving, real MVP. He grabs a bottle. Bobby finishes his piss in the Sprite bottle, and that's the end of my story. It was just so wild.
Well, the wildest shit to that is once we fucking drop Bobby off. For some reason, I just look in my back seat. I open the door for him. Like,
no, okay. When he opens the door, I remember what happened. He opens the door, and I'm like, yo, dude, I'm so sorry. And he's like, what? And I'm like...
And there's water stains all over the door.
I'm like, yo, you fucking pissed on my fucking car door, bro.
I said, yo, I kind of spritzed on your car, man. He's like, what the hell, bro? What the hell? And so, yes. Yeah, that...
Another...
So ashamed.
I was going to tell one group story, but I actually got one from Bish that I thought was absolutely amazing. One day, I forgot what me and Bish were doing. We're heading to Richmond, and we're just driving. Everything's cool.
I didn't know where you're fucking
and then
going.
We get off on the 95 exit. Well, earlier when we first got in the car, Bish was like, "Yo, I really got to take a shit." And like, if you know Bish, if Bish has to take a shit, it's not like for some reason it's not like it's like a 15-minute process where you can wait. Like, bitch has to shit right now. So we're driving to Richmond. We get off of the wrong exit because he has to shit so bad. So we're trying to find a bathroom. We're going down the road. We spot a porta potty. Well, Bish does because he's on his shit, literally. Oh, yeah. So he stops his car in the middle of an intersection. I swear on my life, in the middle of the intersection, and he said, "Yo, you got to do this."
Yo, you got to chill, bro.
And he runs the fastest I've ever seen him run to this porta potty. So I'm just like driving around Richmond for a minute, and then I come back to the street, and like everything's cool. Bish is like relieved, and everything's all right. But it was the funniest shit in the world. Yo. He was like, "Yo, you got to do this."
I straight hopped out that shit, left the driver's seat door, let the driver car door open. I was out, bro. And the weirdest thing about that shit is, I hate fucking porta potties, so I was fucking squatting, taking a shit. That shit is not cool, bro.
The funniest part to me was like, he said, "You got to do this," and I didn't have a chance to respond. So like, he was dead ass right. We're in the middle of an intersection, doors open, and I have to do this right now.
Good thing you put it in a park first. I mean, I don't know if he did, but if he did,
I did. I had time. So
yeah, that's some great stories.
Man, that shit is wild. So something that I love about our friend group is we're always debating about some shit.
Always,
no matter what it is. And last night we were talking about movies, and we were talking about different type of things. This is a thing that reoccurs with us no matter what topic it is. We turn everything into a debate. Yeah. So
the sky is still not blue.
Yo, chill out. Yes, it is.
We'll talk about that on another show.
But I thought that we would dive into this, man, because I thought that our debates...
Recording worthy, definitely. Podcast worthy.
So I want, obviously, Endgame just came out, which was huge. I have not seen it yet, but I do know what happens. Thank you, social media.
If anybody spoils it, I'm about to fight him, by the way.
Like, you literally don't know what happens?
I don't, and if you tell me, wow. I'll punch you.
I was about to drop it right now.
I'll punch somebody. I do not want to know.
Because of our thousands of listeners, I won't say anything.
Alright, so top three superhero movies of all time. We're just going to go three. Top three superhero movies of all time.
Okay, my first question is, okay, so we know that the Batman movies are kind of a saga, like it's like a collection.
No, we're doing exactly movies. Individual exact movies.
Spider-Man, Superman.
So I figured I would start off.
Okay, that's cool.
Going with my top three movies. Number three has to be Superman.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sorry, not Superman, Spider-Man, excuse me.
The first one.
The very first one with Tobey Maguire. Yes. Everybody hates on fucking Tobey Maguire, and I don't understand.
I honestly think that he was the best Spider-Man.
I think me and you definitely agree on that. We'll definitely catch a lot of heat for that. So number three will be the original Spider-Man, Tobey Maguire. It was just lit. One of the best ones that I've seen. Number two, I'm going to have to go Batman.
Which Batman?
1989. Oh, Michael Keaton. The best Batman. Other than Christian Bale.
Other than Christian Bale.
It's a debate.
Thank you. No.
But Batman 1989, that was a hell of a fucking movie. And number one, I'm going to go ahead and do this. I'm going to knock it off with The Dark Knight. One of the best movies I've ever seen. Christian Bale, hell of acting. And then, of course, we know what Heath Ledger did with that Joker. I mean, one of the best movie performances I've ever fucking seen.
Of all time.
So those are my top three movies. Original Spider-Man, Batman 1989, and then The Dark Knight.
Okay.
So I'm going to shoot it over to Tim.
I totally respect that, but I like how you added both the Joker Batmans. I can totally respect that. You know, the first Batman.
I got you.
We'll go into probably another topic later on, but I want to actually, Loki, I'll have to ask this. Who played a better Joker, Jack Nicholson or Heath Ledger?
Heath Ledger.
What, are you saying without a doubt?
Yeah, Heath Ledger. Yeah, and I like Jack. He did a good role. It's not me sitting here saying Jack Nicholson was trash, but I mean, Heath Ledger killed that shit. I mean, it is what it is.
I mean, he killed himself over that shit, so.
Tim, you gotta chill,
I'm sorry,
bro.
It's a little jokey joke. All right, so. I'm going to go from top to bottom on mine.
Okay, that's cool.
Number one. Gosh, this is hard. But number one, my favorite superhero, and I think one of the dopest superhero movies, the original Iron Man.
I knew you were going that.
The original Iron Man.
Bish has still not seen, but we're going to get him hooked.
I have not seen the original Iron Man. I know. Everybody says that. I know.
Number two, I'm going to share this with Bish. It's going to be the Spider-Man. The Spider-Man, the first Spider-Man was so influential. Like, it was, like, iconic. Like,
it was.
Everybody was so hyped.
I can agree with that. I can agree. Just because it was the first Spider-Man movie.
So, what's your number three? We did play the games.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Fucking amazing.
And number three... Damn, this is really hard.
Oh, it's a tough question. Most certainly a tough question.
I'm going to say... A Dark Knight.
Oh, damn.
Batman. Yeah.
Okay.
Nice. Nice fucking list, bro.
That's a hell of a
You threw Iron Man up there, so I can't comment on that. But the other two movies, we agree. We agree.
It was so hard.
I'm going to check it out. I'm going to check it out. Bobby, what are your top three, bro?
Okay, I could say that... Okay, none of these movies are listed in order because if anybody knows me, I am almost obsessed with two things, and it's superheroes and Star Wars. Now,
Star Wars is fucking trash.
There's no superheroes in Star Wars. I'm sorry for the rest of our listeners.
No.
I am not sorry.
I'm going to say one thing, side note, to represent Star Wars. Darth Vader would destroy any superhero in the MCU or the DCU.
That's cute.
Ever. Okay.
No, that's cute.
Come at me.
Can you give me your top fucking three movies today?
Okay. Top three movies, not in any order. I'm an incredible fan of the Incredible Hulk. So I have to go.
Dude,
good Hulk movie.
Edward Norton is the best Hulk. He fucking killed it.
Well,
they're
these guys. They always underestimate my boy. And I know in Avengers, you know, Infinity War, he was a bit of a pussy, but it's fine.
There goes our fucking ratings.
That's my homie. I gotta go. Sorry, he's definitely in my top three. Now the next two. Now these are in order, but I'd say top three has to be the best Batman ever.
Stop.
Motherfucking Val Kilmer.
Sit the fuck down.
In Batman Forever with the first Robin, aka Chris O'Donnell, and he killed Val Kilmer's boyfriend. Fuck you, Tim. Val Kilmer and Chris O'Donnell killed that part. Also, hold on,
He doesn't know the girl's name because the boys were making out the
exactly.
whole time.
Exactly.
No, hold on. Oh, damn, I really did forget her
Who
name.
Who cares?
It's all good.
What's that? Yeah.
Okay, number three would have to be probably the first Avengers movie.
I respect that. The first Avengers movie was in my top five, I'll give you that.
Incredible.
It was pretty dope.
The reason why, I mean, like I said, they're not in order, but the hardest line in that movie is, Iron Man, I believe it was, says,
Thank you.
We have an army. Or the guy says to Iron Man, we have an army. Iron Man looks at him and says,
We have a Hulk.
Yeah, that is the first original Avengers is a fucking classic, but it's tight between that one and Infinity War. Infinity War was fucking amazing.
You don't get more classic than the original Spider-Man.
I know, that's what I'm saying. I'll give that.
Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I'll add in Spider-Man. Okay.
Cuz you agreed. I mean,
you know, different from all of you, I don't think that Tobey Maguire was the best Spider-Man. I do not believe that.
Well, there's only been 3.
I don't know, and I believe Tom Holland.
He's good. As long as you don't sit here and say whoever the fuck was in the middle.
That middle guy, he's fucking bullshit.
I would have smacked the shit out of you. That's fine.
Tom Holland kind of fit the age, the character. He was kind of inbred in it. I just feel like he absolutely lived the role of Peter Parker. So, those are my top three.
All right.
So, moving on. Not too far, though, because we're still sticking with movies. Everybody knows that Will Smith is my favorite actor of all time.
Welcome to Miami.
One of my favorite people of all time. I just think that he's amazing. So, we are going to hit our list of top three favorite/best Will Smith movies.
And Sit on My Throne is the Prince of Bel-Air. And just to say, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air was a TV show, that's not added in because, in my opinion, we won't get into that. Tim, that's the best ever.
This is your boy. Do you want to go first or do you want to go last?
It's up to y'all. I don't care.
I want Tim to go first.
Tim,
I'd like
kick
to
it off.
Tim's.
Okay. Kick
like
it off.
Tim's.
I'm not giving any order on this because it's so hard. It's so hard. I will say, though, that Bad Boys is my favorite movie ever. Bad Boys 2. I'm sorry. Bad Boys 2 is my favorite movie ever.
Yes.
So that'll be my number one. Second is probably going to be Independence Day. Independence Day was amazing. And number three is definitely going to be 7 Pounds. I know he has so many other movies.
No, I respect that, though, because I know you're big on 7 Pounds, so I definitely fucking respect that.
7 Pounds almost became my favorite movie. Like, that shit was monumental.
Yeah, that shit was deep.
And it did not get what it deserved.
All right, so my top three movies. Number one, I'm going to go three to one.
Okay.
So, number three, Pursuit of Happiness. I struggled between Pursuit of Happiness and Independence Day because both of them are fucking amazing. But I'm gonna go with Pursuit of Happiness just because that shit really, like, I felt that shit. Like, that was such a great movie. He did a hell of a job in that movie.
It's up there, but it makes me so sad. So I know. I can't watch it. Number, I can't watch it, John Q. Like, you gotta watch it once a year.
One of Denzel's.
Dude. Go ahead. No, you can say that. Finish it.
No, it's one of Denzel's, like, he doesn't really get recognized for that movie as he should. Like,
at the
that's
time
a
he did.
That's
the
fucking classic.
At the time all right, did.
So number two, I'm gonna go I Am Legend. Just okay. A fucking classic.
Okay.
And then number one, I agree, Bad Boys 2.
My man.
Bad Boys 2.
I'm looking out for number three when it hits.
I'm not. It's gonna be trash. Martin Lawrence ate them double cheeseburgers. Actually, McDouble's add mac sauce, no pickle. What's up?
Shout out to McDonald's, not a sponsor. I think I'm always gonna differ from these boys. So
you're always the different one,
yeah,
period.
I'm always the different one. So I'll actually list mine in order. Number three. I love this movie. It's an iconic movie, and I didn't mention this before. Number three is Men in Black.
True.
I loved Men in Black.
I'll give you that.
I thought that Agent J, he was there would be no one else to cast as Agent J but Will Smith because one, he just fit the role so damn well. Number two, I'm actually going to agree with these boys. Bad Boys, I like Bad Boys 2 better, but just Bad Boys as a unit, the both movies, you could not cast anyone else to play Mike Lowry. But Will Smith. And my number one movie, without a doubt, without any question in my mind, would be Bright. No, I'm kidding.
No, chill out.
I was going to say, well, that's the end of the show, folks.
No, I'm totally kidding. Would definitely be Independence Day. I thought that I couldn't see, okay, maybe the other two movies, maybe, but there's absolutely no one else, and to me that's Will Smith in his prime. That's him just being him. I don't even think he had to try for that role because he was just honestly being himself.
I know you didn't just shoot that green shit at me.
But no, nice plug on Men in Black. That was in my top five. So real quick, I know we didn't do top five, but I do want to just give Bad Boys 2, I Am Legend, Pursuit of Happiness, Independence Day, and Men in Black.
Okay, I think we all agree on the top five movies. It just depends on the order of them.
Well, I mean, I know you really wanted to put Bright in there, but you just don't want to be judged. You don't want to be judged. Chill out.
That was a joke, listeners. Don't not listen next week because I don't really like Bright.
Wild Wild West.
if you haven't seen 7 Pounds, go check it out. It's
an amazing
movie.
No, I'm saying it is.
Like, I slept on it first because I was like,
I have never seen 7 Pounds.
One of Will Smith's most horrible movies, in my opinion, is Concussion.
Concussion was
actually, you know what? Actually, let me change that back. It's one of the worst movies. He played the role correctly though, so I can't really hate on him. I didn't like the movie.
We'll find out the director, and then we're gonna shame him next episode.
So keeping on our top three, we're gonna wrap it up with this top three cartoons of all time.
Sheesh.
And I'm gonna start off.
All right, please do, please
do.
All right, hold on, real quick. Quick back, Bobby. Quick back.
Okay.
Doug is going to be here for this.
Yo, chill out. All right, so.
Oh, come on, man.
All right, so they're just slaughtering some great TV shows right now. Y'all are fucking disgraced.
I'm sorry, I'm just slaughtering.
I'm fucking disappointed. All right, so number three, I have to go Ed, Edd n Eddy.
Wow.
Is this in order?
Yeah, number three.
Okay,
number,
I can respect it.
I'm going number three to one.
Wow.
I know.
That show is terrible.
You didn't like it?
What?
No.
Come on,
there's
bro.
The door, Tim. The door's right there.
Yeah.
Get
Tim's
the
co-host.
Wow.
Bobby about to be the co-host.
Yeah,
you can get on that.
Boss out.
So I'm going Ed, Edd n Eddy. Number two, I'm going Rocket Power. One of my fucking favorite shows ever.
I can respect that.
And then number one, to me, this is a far number one. Move it, football head.
Oh,
I'm going with Hey Arnold,
100%,
baby.
100%.
One of the most classic cartoons out there. So number three, going with Ed, Edd n Eddy. Hate all the fuck you want. Number two, I'm going with Rocket Power. Number one, Hey Arnold.
So my man went from, you know, Cartoon Network to Nickelodeon, which I can respect because, you know, as a kid, you don't give a fuck. You're just trying to watch something on TV.
But Network, I would have to go Cartoon Network as a whole.
Oh, fuck no.
Ha!
No.
Psych! Oh, fuck Nickelodeon. No. I have to go Nickelodeon. Nickelodeon. And the only reason I go Nickelodeon, look at my top two.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Nickelodeon was
so,
shit.
All right, so shoot it over to Babo. What's up, Babo? What you got?
My top, okay, prelude. I still watch cartoons right now. So I am...
Take a deep breath.
I'm so excited.
Oh, here he goes.
I'm so excited. So, I love cartoons. No matter who made them, I'll watch them. I'll give them a chance.
We'll
no
be here for the next year.
Yeah, so as a kid, though, that was like the beginning of my cartoon world. So, number three, I got to go Dragon Ball Z. Dragon Ball Z,
okay.
My number three cartoon.
Respectable.
That is respectable.
It wasn't funny. Yeah. It was kind of funny. It was low-key dead ass.
That's not really a cartoon. That's more anime. Whatever.
It was a cartoon to me though. I didn't think of it as anything.
That's
in
fine.
Depth.
When I think of cartoon, all right, that's fine. We'll give it to you.
So number two,
Courage the Cowardly Dog.
I would took the words out of my mouth. I was literally about to say Courage.
Are you serious?
I'm dead ass serious.
Oh,
Courage the Cowardly Dog number two.
It was good, but
number
two, bro.
Number two. I thought that Miriam, and you know
that show fucking creeped me out, bro.
I could
sit there and watch. No lie, I could sit there and watch Halloween. Friday the 13th, but I swear to God, once Courage the Cowardly Dog came on, fuck
that's
that.
So fucking
Miriam
weird,
went missing.
Yeah, it was over.
But Loki, Courage was like the best PI in the game. He found Miriam every fucking time, no matter who it was, and the creepy fucking bastard that fucking took her. Guess what? You're caught. Number one, I have to agree with Bish.
Yes.
Son of a bitch. My favorite cartoon as a kid, without a doubt, was Hey Arnold.
Yes!
I fucking love that motherfucking football head, and I love that tall-haired eraser bastard. I loved him. I loved every second of him.
Fitzgerald.
Yeah, Fitzgerald. The
open can.
No, they hit the dap up, and then like the low-key thumb war.
Yeah.
I loved it, dude.
Tim, you gotta give me your top three cartoons, my man. Don't disappoint.
Number three. I'm gonna switch it up on y'all because I'm gonna go deeper into your childhood.
Oh shit!
Number three, Rugrats.
Ooh, I live for this shit.
Rugrats.
You can't tell me that wasn't a theme. That wasn't a theme.
Till this day, I still have a flathead screwdriver in my boxers.
And I know y'all can't see, but we're definitely jamming out
to the
invisible Rugrats theme.
Everybody had the orange. VHS, Rugrats in Paris.
Yes.
Okay. I had actually the OG orange Rugrats first movie in orange.
Rugrats in Paris. First thing that comes to my mind. I want a mom to last forever. I'm killing it tonight with these songs.
Number two, Woogity Woogity Woogity, Rocket Power.
Rocket
Power was incredible.
Let's go.
Well, people didn't realize that his like dad or uncle, I forgot who he was, stoned 24/7.
It was
Tito.
That's facts. Tito. Tito. That's facts.
Tito was stoned. His dad was stoned the whole time. Reggie was a badass. Anyways, off that. And then number one, we'll all sit here and agree. Hey Arnold.
Thank you. Thank you.
Let's go. I am with y'all. Let's go.
What did they say when they did the thumb war?
No, they didn't say anything. It was just the sound of the show. It was like...
Yeah, it was a sound.
It was like sound waves or whatever they were trying to add. But no, bro, I'm so glad we agreed.
Yo, this is monumental because
we never agreed
on anything. This is actually first time for the fucking podcast.
And I just want everybody to know, we don't talk about like our results or what we come into the podcast straight. We just want to see our reactions.
Raw dog.
Shit is wild. As
unprepared.
Fuck. I don't think we've ever.
Did you say raw dog?
Anything.
Unprepared. Usually that's how raw dog happens.
I don't like raw dog.
So
I don't like that shit.
So real quick before we move on, let's talk about what we're sipping on. Bobby, what are you drinking right now?
You know, aka not a sponsor. I'm drinking on some Miller Lite. You know. Keep it classy.
Bobby is a Miller Lite fiend. Honestly, I'm not going to lie to you. If I went up to Philly, I'm sorry. If I went up to Bluebell, I guarantee you Bobby has a fucking IV of Miller Lite when he goes to sleep.
I was
going to
say, because I checked his blood type like a couple weeks ago for this thing that we had to do. Miller Lite.
And I swear to God, this is the funniest shit I've ever heard in my life. Tim, what are you sipping on right now?
Let me hear it.
First off, first and foremost, fuck you for making me do this shit, you motherfucker. That's a shout out to Late Registration, Jay-Z on Kanye West's album. Anyways, y'all know about that. I'm sipping on Mickey's in a Hard Rock from New York City Glass. It's fly as hell.
So is this going to be an everyday thing, no matter, or every show thing, no matter what you're drinking? It's going to be out of this Hard Rock
glass. Yeah, that's my podcast.
Okay, glass. This glass is actually pretty fucking tough. I'm
it
not
is
gonna
lit.
Lie.
Tim went to New York during right after Christmas during New Year's.
Stayed there for New Year's.
Stayed in Times Square,
in East Dead Center, the Grand Marquis, or the Marriott Marquis. I'm sorry, in Times Square when the ball dropped and everything with my wonderful girlfriend, future baby mama.
That's
and
it.
It was awesome.
That's it. That's all I got. Okay.
Okay. Also, let me just say this. I live probably maybe an hour away. He didn't come see me, guys.
Didn't show up either. All right. So, Dish, what are you sipping on?
Look, man. I don't know.
Or what are you almost done sipping on?
Varney Vineyards. And I'm giving a shout out to my mom and my stepdad. They brewed their own wine.
What?
Dog, and y'all were the first ones to try it. I didn't let anybody try it. I took a bottle to Forrest's last night. I gave it to Aline, a whole bottle. I made one of the logos. And what did y'all think of it?
I did not know that that was not like a full production on the shelf wine. Like
straight good, right?
I would say that it's the best wine I've ever had.
It's a Moscato.
I can tell.
Yeah, and their next one is going to be something strawberry wise. So,
but it is amazing.
Yeah.
Yo, can they get this? Can we plug this?
We can plug this, but they don't have a license right now. So, we'll just say we'll take donations.
Hey, tell you what, hit me in my DMs. I got
you. Okay. Side note: I don't drink wine at all. You know, I like, you know, not a sponsor Miller Lite. I tasted this, and I'm not one on big fruity type drinks or wine at all. But I'll tell you what, this shit is damn good, and I had to stop drinking it because it was that good. And if you smell it, you'll smell it's pretty damn potent.
It doesn't even smell bad.
But it doesn't smell bad at all.
No, I'm saying, but most wines
so
smell
fucking good.
Appreciate y'all. Appreciate that. I'll definitely let Mom Dukes know. So real dude, Bobby, chill out. I see what you're doing over there, bro. Be respectful before I smack the shit out of you.
I was
moving on.
Bobby, I gotta ask, bro. Living up in Philly, obviously you're surrounded by nothing but, you know, sports city up there. We know how they are. You know how I am on my sports.
A whole bunch of losers.
We're not gonna spend too much on this, but real quick, I just want to know how did you feel about your Celtics losing? I know how you felt because you texted me and called me that night. I igged your call because I did not want to hear your fucking bitching.
Sheesh.
But what I did the same thing when he called me when the Sixers lost.
He did, and I am a huge Celtics fan, and Bish is a huge Sixers fan. So, honestly, if Bish could be anywhere, if we could swap seats, he'd probably definitely swap seats with me immediately.
Bobby went to a Sixers game before I did.
I I did. I went to a
That's wild.
I went to a Sixers game in January. But anyways, my Celtics. So, we're in a tough fucking spot. Us losing, okay, we were just completely off. No one wanted to play with any type of heart. We just wanted to give up right then because we lost three straight at this point.
Kyrie's gone, right?
I'm not going to comment on that.
He's gone.
Because
Kyrie's going to New York. Kyrie Irving's going to New York.
Also, Terry Rozier doesn't want to sign. We might get Ricky Rubio. I've heard off-season chatter about that.
Good fucking pickup.
Yeah, fuck you. So, I mean, I like on the record, if Isaiah Thomas comes back, we in there.
We really want to take this time, though, in all seriousness. We want to give our heartfelt condolences to all New York Knicks fans. We are sorry that you did not get the number one overall pick, and you will not be getting Zion Williamson. So go fuck yourself.
Yeah, and we can all get...
But Tim,
well,
go ahead.
This is still the offseason for y'all?
Okay, I'm going to say this in front of Tim. Fuck Tim in basketball. He likes Kevin Durant.
So let me ask you this. Kevin Durant is out, and he got reevaluated today. It said that he will not return anytime soon, but that does not seem to be slowing down the Warriors. So I want to ask you, what are your NBA Finals predictions? You got the Warriors obviously going up against the Blazers, so I'm guessing you'll take the Warriors in that. And then in the East, you have the Bucks and the Toronto Raptors. Bucks won the first game, so who do you got? And the NBA Finals. So, let's go Warriors or Blazers. Who you got?
Well, obviously the Warriors.
They play tonight. They play tonight. They should be playing now.
They're currently playing. They are 4-4 in the first quarter.
Nice.
If you saw the game the other night, though, not too much to worry about.
Yeah,
I think we beat them by like 20.
So, you're taking the Warriors in that series. And who you taking in the East? The Bucks or Toronto? Bucks won. Pretty convincing.
I mean, it really doesn't matter because we're going to eat whatever's presented on our plate.
So Tim is taking the Warriors. Bobby, real quick, bro, run through this. Who do you have in the West, coming out of the West? The Blazers or the Warriors?
I'm telling you right now, the Warriors will win outright, without a doubt. Because
so you're taking the Warriors in the championship.
I'm taking the Warriors. What's a smart move? They are bound to go. They have a great starting five. They have a great coach. Steve Kerr is an incredible man. Not better than Brad Stevens. You know, Celtics plug, not a sponsor. But, you know, but in the East, without a doubt in my mind, even though the Bucks beat us, Giannis is probably low-key running for MVP besides James Harden. James Harden's going to win MVP. But I think that the Raptors have this series.
Because fuck that.
Kawhi
fuck that.
Is on his game. He has no other sights but to win this championship for himself. So I feel like if the Raptors face the Golden State Warriors, it's going to be a tough-ass series.
Well, that's not going to happen because I'm picking the Warriors to face the Bucks. I'm taking the Bucks in 7.
Oh, hell no.
I'm taking the Bucks in fucking 7. You can book that shit
now. He's had quite a bit of his mom's amazing line because he's obviously fucking tripping.
True, all right, so y'all want to hear some real tripping shit?
What's that?
Bobby thinks Mike Tyson is better than Muhammad Ali. So I'm going to shoot this over to you real quick, Bobby. Why is Mike Tyson better than Muhammad Ali?
Okay, folks.
Here we go.
I've found a common denominator in this podcast. I'm the oddball out, and I kind of find that things that aren't cool are cool. But what lies here is strictly facts, people. What lies here is Mike Tyson. Now, please don't come in the comments, or please don't come at anybody and saying that.
In then, please, at Bobby Stennett.
No, no, so, you know, everything I say is not going to be 100% accurate. But what I'm saying is it's going to be genuinely appreciated. Now, Mike Tyson came out the game very young, got noticed very young in the boxing game. He was training to be a professional at the age of 16, 17. Won his first belt, I believe, at the age of 19 or 20. Beating grown men at the age of, you know, 28, 10 years older than him. Okay, won 3 titles. Knocking people out. Interview saying that this man can punch hard. The only boxer that they faced so far that can punch hard with both hands. So you can't defend against it. You can't do anything because he'll knock you out. And also, his duck game was impeccable. There's nothing that you can do to...
My style is impregnable.
Yeah, there's nothing.
His duck game was not better than the Floyd Mayweather's.
But this man was a heavyweight boxer. He was a bigger guy. Anyways, so my main factor on this was...
Yeah, just give us your main factor.
My main factor,
please.
Last guy Muhammad Ali fought. Don't know who it is. I didn't do my fact check. Anyways, he fought him. He lost. Muhammad Ali lost his last fight. Later on...
Who cares?
Later on, Mike Tyson knocked this guy out. In the fight, Muhammad Ali came out in an interview and said, Mike Tyson would beat my ass in his prime versus my prime.
He didn't.
Not exact words.
Yeah, I was about to say, chill out.
Okay, let me chime in. Because, actually, Bobby's not the oddball out. Mike Tyson would beat the shit out of Muhammad Ali.
Get the fuck out of here.
It's not even a fight.
Yo, where's Shaq at?
It's not a fight, okay? Because first off, Muhammad Ali, he would like to win by points. So, like, he would be totally cool if he didn't knock you out and he took it the full rounds and then won by points or won by judge decision. Mike Tyson was trying to knock your dumb ass out in the first 3 rounds, preferably the first 2. If Muhammad Ali got touched by Mike Tyson, he would be in big trouble. Mike Tyson would beat the shit out of Muhammad Ali, no questions asked. You can bob and weave all you want to, but you take those body shots, it's still going to have a huge effect on you. You're not going to be able to be a person who just gets hit all the time by Mike Tyson. You might be able to do that with other boxers. It's not happening with Mike.
Well, I can tell you what. I'm taking Muhammad Ali. I know I'm the oddball out here, but I had to go Muhammad Ali. I just think he is the better boxer overall. I think he's more powerful. I like Muhammad Ali, what he did in the ring. Obviously, that's a given. It would definitely be a hell of a good fight. I mean, let's be honest. For Bobby to say it's no contest, I feel like that's fucking disrespectful. Muhammad Ali is powerful just as much as Mike Tyson.
That's not true.
If not more. Muhammad Ali was fucking huge,
but
bro.
But he's 100% not more powerful than Mike Tyson. Well, that's just not factual.
I mean, I'm serious, man. I mean, we'll never know, obviously, unfortunately. But I'm taking Muhammad Ali.
Proven.
I mean, not really.
Nobody ever came out and said that Muhammad Ali hit them the hardest that they've ever been hit.
I'm taking Muhammad Ali, not only for what he did in the ring, what he did out of the ring. I mean, he was just tremendous. He was a tremendous person outside of the ring, but obviously this is strictly in the ring. And I understand why y'all are coming up and saying Mike Tyson. Like, I get it. Mike Tyson was a fucking dog, a fucking beast. So I get that. But I would definitely have to. I would have to stick with Muhammad Ali.
He knocked out Blood Mitch Green in a damn jewelry, or actually, yeah, like a clothing fashion store at like 4 o'clock in the morning in New York. Hit him once. Destroyed his face. If you were alive in New York City at that time, you know what I'm talking about. It was all over the news. It was everywhere. You don't want the business with Mike Tyson. He was deadly. I'm not knocking Muhammad Ali at all. I love him. He's awesome. Not beating Mike Tyson.
I'm taking Muhammad Ali. But let's get the fuck off this topic because I'm getting pissed now. I'm getting pissed at the disrespect.
Hey, we get enough listens. Me and Bish in the ring. We'll go full 7 rounds if you want to, and then that'll settle Muhammad Ali versus Mike Tyson.
So real quick, let's go ahead and jump into our next topic because I'm excited about this. I think all three of us are excited about this.
Yeah.
Philly versus Virginia. Obviously, I've been to Philly over 40, 50 fucking times now. Tim obviously has been to Philly multiple times with me. We visited Bobby since he's lived in Philly. And Bobby, obviously, like I said, lives in Philly now. So I'm going to shoot this over to Tim because Tim has just one complaint about Philly. And Tim, why do you hate Philly so much?
Bruh. Do y'all have a fucking DMV in Philly? There's no possible way. The way people drive and like the rules that are allowed, like you could dead ass park in the middle of the interstate and then just get out. Like, I don't know where you're going because like you're in the middle of the interstate, but it's fucking stupid. People don't know how to drive. People say that you can't drive in New York and blah, 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 blah.
You can.
At least there's a method in New York. In Philly, it's like whatever goes. Like, I'm just getting point A to point B. I can go as fast as I want. I don't have to use turn signals. I can just move over in somebody's lane and not give a shit. Like, in New York, you don't really have a chance to go over 25 miles an hour when you're driving through the city. It's just not possible.
In center city, yeah.
No, in New York.
No, I'm saying in center city of New York, though.
You're not moving.
No, you're not going anywhere.
That's what I'm saying, which is perfectly fine. People get over in front of you, and that's fine. On the interstate, people will merge into your shit and then just keep it moving like, yeah, it's another day in Philly.
So, overall, Philly, how would you rate Philly?
Is well, a city. Overall?
One to ten.
I know you said you would never go back, but that was obviously because of the traffic. Be honest. What would you rate it?
Honestly, I went to Tony Luke's and the Phillies were trash.
But that was my fault. I shouldn't have took you there.
I'm just going to put that out there. There's like Will Smith, one of my favorite people like we talked about earlier. Picture on the wall, eating Tony Luke's subs. Trash. But I'd probably give it a smooth 6 or 7. I mean, I kind of like it.
Wow. I'm so surprised.
I'm giving that shit a 10. I love fucking Philly. I'm obsessed. Obviously, I'm a big Philly sports fan. I have a bunch of friends in Philly. I just like the vibe up there. Like, it's just me. Like, something that bothered Tim, too, when we went up there was everybody was wearing a fucking jersey is what his words were. Why are they wearing all fucking jerseys? Bro, they're eating in the restaurant before the fucking game. I mean, this isn't Richmond, Virginia, where all we got is fucking Richmond Flying Squirrels. You would not see anybody rocking a Flying Squirrel shirt. This is Philly. You will see this in almost every major sports city. So I fucking love Philly, and I would move to Philly in a heartbeat. I'm honestly jealous that Bobby is up there more than fucking anything, man. Because that's just me. I deserve to be there. So Bobby, real quick, man, what do you love? What do you love about Philly?
So what I love about Philly is just the hypeness of the city. I've never lived in a big city before, and I've always lived in, of course, Chester. So, and of course, Richmond is super exciting and things like that, but when I look at the skyline of Richmond compared to the skyline of Philly, I've actually never even seen the skyline of Philly because it's so fucking big. So,
I mean, dude, we went to the Philly, when I went and visited you, we sat at the art museum steps at night at like 2 in the morning. You can't tell me that shit won't sweet. We saw the Philly skyline.
And there's so many views of the city. And
chill out, bro. I'll smack you.
We told the lady in the tramp the noodle out there on the front of the Rocky steps. And like he said, man, there's so much, like, I love Rocky. We'll get into that probably another time. But I love Rocky, and there's so much Rocky, like memorabilia, like just memories out there that I can't part from. So the reason I love Philly is it's just so damn hype. And
I know
the
you
food, the food is way better.
Of course, I mean, up north food is gonna be way better. I mean, it's
I
just
don't know about that.
Well, I wouldn't say up north because down south you got soul food. But up north, Philly, I mean, not just Philly, but their food is fucking banging up north.
I'm not gonna lie to you. Food fan. Like, Italian food is probably my favorite food.
Same here.
It's holy shit. I'm telling you right now, the sandwiches, the hoagies, people dead ass about food. Like,
yeah, don't, oh my, when you're up north, especially Philly, don't call a hoagie a sub. No, it's a fucking hoagie.
Yeah, that's true for the people that go up north. Definitely do not call it a sub. It's called a fucking hoagie, deadass.
All right, so, I mean, we obviously have the pros and cons of Philly. Tim is just a fucking Philly hater. It's fine.
I like Philly for one reason. This movie, I'm trying to think of this movie. I can't think of it right now.
What's up?
We walked through City Hall. Or like...
Yeah, oh, that's...
Law-abiding citizen.
Law-abiding citizen.
That movie is... Bobby.
So fucking underrated.
But... That movie is incredible.
It is.
Walked right through where they walked through, yeah. And I'm on a tour with Bish, and he never told me about it.
I know, my
and
bad.
Bobby was there as well. But I never...
My bad, bro.
I didn't see Law Abiding Citizen actually until I came back.
Really?
Yeah, I've never seen it.
Oh, for real?
You like... That shit is fucking amazing.
Yeah, I heard about it, and I was like, yeah, I gotta watch this, and I was like...
Yo, we walked right there, yeah.
It's on Netflix, not a sponsor.
I hate that all my friends, none of my friends told me about it.
My bad, bro. That was my fault. My bad.
We walked right through there.
I told you at that moment to watch that movie.
So,
there's probably a few more movies filmed there that I don't know easy, yet.
Oh, for sure. I mean, Rocky, Invincible, Creed. I mean,
haven't seen any of the Creeds yet.
Neither have I.
Bob, yeah, you have. Yusef Creed fucking sucked. He watched 5 minutes of it, bro.
The first
true.
Creed, and
chill.
It's trash.
Creed 2 is a lot better than Creed 1. I will say that, though. All right, so obviously, you know, listen to different podcasts. You know, you hear different topics, man. And I was, you know, there's obviously a thing out there called Girl Code.
Okay.
But there's shit out there that is fucking bro code, too.
Oh, absolutely.
And we know that.
Yeah. Primarily.
So, I want to ask you, is it acceptable to date a friend's ex in any circumstances? Whether you date a week, 5 months, what is your explanation of if and when it's okay?
Actually, Bish, I would like for you to start first. No particular reason.
chill out.
No name dropping, no particular reason, but...
What's that?
Oh boy!
Hey, none of my business, y'all.
I'm eating the stew.
No, I didn't date her first, though. I mean, like, oh, I didn't date her. Period. So, you know, that's free and clear, bro.
You're
going way too deep. I'm
the explanations
with
this. And the name. Drops.
Anyways, y'all got to chill.
Spit his beer all over my damn floor. Go ahead.
I mean, for us and our crew, I mean, that's what we are. We're a crew in our friend group. I would say no, because pretty much all of us, the girls that we dated, they were all serious relationships. And I would hope nobody in our crew would cross that line. I mean, but when it comes to just the bro code in general, I think it just depends on how long you dated. But the biggest thing is, how do you feel about that person? I know Bobby is not keen on being Eskimo brothers with anybody.
The way I feel about it is, going back on the topic, is it okay for your boys to, are we saying talk to or date your ex?
No, to date an ex. It's the same thing.
But okay, I feel like to even, okay.
Let me ask you this. Okay. Would you get mad if anybody in the crew dated an ex of yours?
Yes.
Okay, so no matter how long you dated that person.
I don't
okay.
care if you talked to her, if you went on a date with her, if you just went to get dinner with one of my ex-girlfriends, I'm going to be 100% pissed because, Loki, the way I feel is, unless we all met her together, which that doesn't happen, I kind of introduced this young lady to our friend group.
The fucking irony in your comment.
Yeah.
So I'm shooting this over to Tim.
So, yeah, no, that's fine. You can go ahead and date one of my exes. That's totally cool. But when I see y'all, I'm coming with boxing gloves. Okay. Now, if you don't want to put them on, that's fine. That's fine. We don't have to do the boxing gloves. But I'm gonna fight you because the disrespect in dating somebody else's ex is there's no reason.
Facts.
It's unnecessary.
Facts.
Yeah.
You value your relationship. Maybe your one night stand more than you value our friendship. There's so many other females out there. She's off limits.
Exactly. I mean, let's be honest. Bobby, how many girls have you dated? I mean, just a rough number. It doesn't have to be exact.
One. Absolutely.
Okay, so you.
Probably like
that's
10.
A lot, but okay. So I would say three serious relationships for me. So I'm saying, like, if you can't stay away from 3? And I know you said 10. You're a fucking liar.
It's probably like 6.
No, I'd say honestly, to be honest, probably about 4. Honestly, 4.
So if you can't, out of all the women in the world, if you can't stay away from however many of those girls, you're just a fucking, you're just trash, bro. I mean, do they really matter more than that friendship, than that bro cut? I mean, that's just trash. So it is what it is.
So now that we're not talking about dating an ex, how do you feel if your friend or one of us is friends with one of your exes? Like, they still talk. It's nothing sexual. It's nothing weird. They're just cool. Because once you date one of us, you will be around the squad unless you date Bish because he's striping. If you date one of us, you will be around the squad. You're going to meet everybody. We're all going to have good times together. We're going to joke around. And, like, there might be a friendship that develops. How do you feel about...
For me, I don't really have too much of a problem with it. Like, I really don't. Obviously, we touched on the opinions of, you know, dating and hooking up with that person's ex. Like, I don't have a problem with it. It's just, I know everybody in the crew, and I just feel like that wouldn't happen either way. Whether if I was cool with it, I just feel like you wouldn't invite an ex of any of ours to come over and just hang out with you, or go out or anything. I don't see that happening unless you just happen to run into them at Tap House and you just ask how they're doing or something like that.
Because
there's no problem with that. And like I said, even if I said I have no problem with y'all being friends, I just know what this bro code is, and I know the crew. I know that just wouldn't happen for any of us.
I mean, the way I feel about it is like you guys just touched on, like, if you run into them in public, I mean,
cool.
You know, have a conversation with them. I mean, but like you said, to solely choose to hang out with them, totally not cool. But
that,
I do,
because you're veering on the other line.
Exactly, because I don't feel like there's any guy out there. It's like, oh, I just want to grab food with you, non-sexual. No, I don't believe that. Doesn't believe that.
Bobby just has that fucked up mind. Now I'm joking.
Worst mind state in the world. But I honestly feel like, you know, being friends, there's a fine line between being friends and being a little bit more friendly than friends. So if you're on that line of just being strictly friends but not hanging out solely, and you see him in a grocery store and you speak, cool. That's totally
so fine. We got about 5 minutes left. So we're moving on to hot seat questions. Tim, who is your hot seat question for, and what is that question?
Bobby.
Going to the guest.
I knew it immediately. Okay.
What was your most awkward sexual happening? No names.
I just want to know about this.
Do I have to explain it?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean,
you don't have
sincerely.
Some background.
You don't have to go.
No names.
Go ahead.
Get into the sexual act.
Yeah. But just quickly, please.
Holy shit. Okay. I'm a storyteller. I'll make this quick. My most awkward sexual encounter. I was canoodling. If you don't know what canoodling is, it's like between first and second base, maybe third base a little bit. Actually, I say first and third base, you know, you're kind of just messing around. AKA canoodling, I'm trademarking that. But we're messing around or whatever, and I go... I'm sorry, Mom. I go to, do my thing.
He's trying to hit fourth base.
I'm trying to hit fourth base, and shit wasn't working out well. I guess I didn't do my thing right. So the girl looks at me, and she says to me, "Just chow. Just chow."
Jeez.
And
yo, you gotta fucking chill. And,
I've never had a young lady tell me, "Yo, just chow." So I did not just chow, because that's
you do not just chow.
That just threw me off. I don't know how to deal with that. But I did what I had. I did what I had to do accordingly, and things worked out well for me.
Which means he got up and walked out the room. All right, so Bish,
what's up, bro?
Who's your question for? What are you asking?
So I'm gonna ask Tim.
Oh,
I'm gonna
shit.
Ask you this question.
Okay.
Yes. It's not gonna be too deep, but I do want to know what attracts you the most about Carrie? What's the most attractive thing about her?
No, honestly, her personality. Like, she's, like, so dope. Like, she'll say exactly what's on her mind at that moment. Holds
facts.
No punches. She will, like, let you know about yourself. She's funny.
Hell yeah.
She's funny as hell.
Yeah.
So, honestly, like, her personality works very well with my personality because I'll do the same. So, like, we're constantly always talking shit to each other. People think that we're fighting all the time. No, that's just like, hey, babe, I love you. That's like, hey, screw you. Yeah, see you later. Yeah. Yeah, so yeah. Honestly, her personality, because it's amazing. She's bad as shit, too. But go ahead.
I kind of heard what you guys said last time because I am a listener. And you said that you had a certain type of, like, timeline for your life.
Oh, appreciate
you
know? That, bro.
I did listen.
Appreciate the listen.
The first episode. Go back and listen to it so you know what Bobby's talking about.
And so my question to you is, in your life and your age, I guess it's kind of two questions, though. I actually, low-key, I was going to ask this to both these guys, but I'll just ask it to Bish. Are you, one, my first question, are you suitable with your, are you okay with where your life is now? Yes or no? Second question, what could you do to make it better? Because I heard that you had a plan, and I heard that what you could do. I want to hear, are you okay with what you have now because you realize what life is, and can you make it better?
So, great question. Appreciate the question. I'm content with where I'm at in life. Like I really am. Like, I want to be farther. I wouldn't say I'm content with life, because once you're content with something, you don't work towards something, and you don't, you know, try to better yourself. And I think no matter what, I'm always trying to better myself. I'm always trying to be in a better situation. Obviously, my main goal right now is wanting to buy a house, and I'm doing everything that I can in my power to do that. So things that I would do differently, I wouldn't do anything differently, because I'm working my ass off to get where I want to be. And by the end of this year, I will be where I want to be in the aspect of owning a house. So I'm not content, because, like I said, once you're content with something, then that's when that shit just derails and you stop pushing forward. You stop, you know, going after what you want to go after. And that's just when things just fall apart. So, no, I'm not content, but I'm happy with where I'm at, if that makes sense. Listen, yo. Great fucking episode 2 of the Uncensored Podcast. We're going to have a guest, like I said, every fucking week on the show. We appreciate Bobby.
Huge guest. Didn't even expect him to be here.
Fucking boys. It worked out great. So it definitely is what it is. Obviously, we didn't expect Bobby to be here, and obviously it's an unfortunate situation, but, you know, prayers are definitely with him and his family.
Unfortunately, last week, Mother's Day, Bobby's dad passed away, so he's down here visiting family. So we're gonna go ahead and dedicate episode number 2 to Bobby's dad,
Robert Stinetto.
Throw some water on your ass, boy. That was my favorite thing he's ever said. But yeah, so Bobby's down here. We were fortunate enough to get him on the show, which is awesome.
Bish,
so glad you're here.
Bish, like bitch. That's the first thing Bobby said to me. Bobby's dad said to me, but that's the coolest dude, one of the coolest dudes I ever met. Bobby, and appreciate you doing the show with us, bro. And my prayers, our prayers, are with you and your fam, bro.
Definitely out to the fam as well.
I totally appreciate it, guys. And yeah, my dad loved all y'all. And if you knew my dad, he was a great man. Funny as hell. Didn't really give a shit, but
I mean. Live from the Uncensored Studios, that was episode 2.
Episode 2. Appreciate everybody tuning in. We'll see y'all next week for episode 3.
Yeah, yeah.
Money in the way for what they got to say. I throw it up, it's falling down, it's definitely in the way. More than 3 niggas, talking big flicks. On the phone, and she still takes the money in the way for what they got to say. I throw it up, it's falling down, it's definitely in the way.